This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, this is the Haftorah of this week's Parsha from the Shloisha de Paranusa, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Klal Yisrael is holy to Hashem, Reishis Tvuasa. We are His first grain. Kol Oichlav Ye'eshamu. Anyone who consumes her will be destroyed. So in the Sefer, Lachzois Benoyem Hashem, he brings from the Chida, in the name of the Arachayim HaKadosh. Now I have to tell you, just as a preamble, I looked in all the Sfarim of the Chida. Because to have a chiddush that the Chida brings from his Rebbe, the Arachayim HaKadosh, that's not printed in Arachayim HaKadosh, that's a real gem. I looked in all the Sfarim in the Chida, the Sfarim that he has on the Haftiras, the Nachal Soirek, the Tzavarei Shalal, the Chida on Chumash, in the Pnei David, in the Chayim HaSa'anach, in the Nachal Kidumim. Can't find it. So I called up the author. My good friend Rav Nosson Wedler got me the Sefer. Lach says, Mayim Hashem. I just called the author, Rav Sha'altiel Meir in Eretz Yisrael. Where is this Chida from? So he said he doesn't remember. He doesn't know where he saw it. So this is a very rare Chiddush that we have from the Chida in the name of his Rebbe, the Arachayim HaKadosh. And he explains as follows. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Me'ilah, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, that someone who is Moyel in Hekdesh, so now that item is no longer Hekdesh. It's Yoytzei L'chulen. If somebody misappropriates Hekdesh, that item becomes Chulen. And if somebody then is Moyel afterwards, he's Pater Midin Me'ilah. Because he's not being Moyel b'Hekdesh, he's being Moyel b'Chulen. However, by Truma, if somebody is Moyel and eats Truma, the Truma remains holy. And if somebody then comes along and eats the Truma, it's still holy. And if a third person comes along and eats the Truma, it's still holy. Afilu Mea, says the Chida in the name of Arachayim HaKadosh. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Klal Yisrael has a din of Hekdesh. But don't mistakenly think, well, if they have a din of Hekdesh, so when the Babylonians misappropriated us, and then the Persians came along and did likewise, don't think the Persians are off the hook. Because once Hekdesh is misappropriated, it's Yatzah L'chulen. No, we don't say that. Because not only is Klal Yisrael Kodesh, but the Reishis Tvuasa. Reishis Tvuasa means they're Truma. And therefore, when it comes to Truma, anyone who's Mael in Truma, Afilu Meo, whether it's the Bavloim, or the Kazdiim, or the Parsiim, or the Madiim, or the Yevanim, or the Moikdim, or whether it's Esav or Yishmael, everyone is Chayiv, because we're not just Hekdesh, we're also Truma. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, but we're not only Kodesh, Reishis Tfuasa, says the Chida in the name of his Rebbe, the Arachayim HaKadosh. If anybody out there is able to locate where this is from, now I'll tell you, I did find in a Sefer, Penine Daniel, nothing to do with me, by Rav Daniel Flavani. He brings this exact vart from Rabbeinu Ezra Atiyah. Rabbeinu Ezra Atiyah was the Rebbe of Rabbi Avadi Yosef, that's the inyan of Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tfuasa. But where is this Chida who quotes Arachayim HaKadosh? Maybe someone out there could find it, and if so, I would be very indebted to you. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.